هذا البرنامج هو إنتاج حصري من شركة بوديو ميديا، منصة البودكاست الرائدة في الشرق الأوسط. قوموا بتحميل تطبيق بوديو عبر متجر جوجل بلاي أو أبل ستور، واستمعوا مجاناً لأحدث وأشهر البودكاست من المنطقة. لمزيد من المعلومات، تفضلوا بزيارة موقعنا الإلكتروني getbojo.com.
مرحبا، welcome to episode 2 of Creative Scene. أنا إليان جابر، الهوست تبعكم. كلنا بنسمع موسيقى، نسمع موسيقى لنرقص، نسمع موسيقى بالباكجراوند وقت نكون عم ندرس، عم نشتغل، وقت نكون مركزين على شي تاني كليا. نسمع موسيقى بالسيارة يمكن لما نحس حالنا لوحدنا، أو نسمع موسيقى لأن بدنا نحس حالنا لحالنا، أو عبالنا نكون بمود معين. نيتشي بيقول، بس هون خليني أوضح لما تفهموني غلط، ماني قاري نيتشي، بس وافق الرأي بهيدي الجملة: Without music life would be a mistake. من دون موسيقى الحياة فيها تكون غلطة. تخيلوا للحظة الحياة من دون موسيقى. إذا بدنا نتخيل الأشياء الصغيرة، معناتها أول كل حلقة من Creative Scene ما في موسيقى، وما في شي عم بيدل إنه بلش الأبسود. هون بس بدي أخذ 2 seconds لأشكر مود ياسين على موسيقى البودكاست. Thank you mood، لأنه ترجمت شو كان عبالي لموسيقى، ولأنك بتتحملنا بدرس البيانو. خلينا نرجع نتخيل. تخيلوا كل سهرة منروح عليها ما في موسيقى، ما في صوت يحطنا بجو معين. تخيلوا أنتوا بعرس ما فيكن تسمعوا شي غير صوت العالم عم تحكي وعم تاكل وصوت صحون. تخيلوا الصلاة حتى بلا موسيقى، الحياة بتصير صعبة وناشفة. الموسيقى بتنقلنا لديمنشن تاني، بتغير معنى ونوع الاكسبيرينسز، وبتخلي سيتويشن معينة تتحول لريتشول. هلأ إذا حدا فرقة معه رأيي، في نوع موسيقى ما لازم تكون موجودة وما تتسمى موسيقى، بس هيدا غير موضوع. بس حبيت أقطع سكر محلي بهذا الأبسود. Anyway، الموسيقى شي ضروري بالحياة، ضروري ليلي عم يسمع وليلي عم يعملها. الموسيقى إذا منشيل جانب البزنس منها، هي من أحلى الأرت فورمز بالنسبة لألي وأوسعة، وعندها قوة مخيفة وتأثير علينا وعلى أحاسيسنا وأفكارنا. الموسيقى بتساعدنا نلاقي حالنا بأفكارنا، توصل لأحاسيسنا وعندها قوة تغيرهم. الموسيقى فيها تساعدنا نوصل لمحلات deep in our minds، لذكرياتنا. الموسيقى ثيرابي. لما طول الحديث، صرتوا تعرفوا قدي الموسيقى شي حلو بالنسبة لألي. للخص، ما لازم نعيش من دون موسيقى. وأنتوني وبيروت جام سيشنز عم بيساعدوا يضل في موسيقى حلوة ولذيذة نسمعها ونكتشفها. هاي أنتوني.
هاي.
Welcome to Creative Scene.
Thank you.
سوري طولت شوي بالإنترو.
لا ما بيأثر.
بتحب الموسيقى صح؟
لا أبداً.
قبل ما نبلش حديثنا، فيك بليز شوي تخبرنا عن حالك؟
اسمي أنتوني سمان، بشتغل بالميوزيك إندستري صار لي 8 سنين مع بيروت جام سيشنز، يعني it's my baby. بلشناها بس كبلاتفورم لنعمل كونسرتس بلبنان، وكمان بلشنا مع كونتنت، فيديو كونتنت اللي عملناهم لليوتيوب شانل تبعنا، نسميهم The Jam Sessions. وكمان بشتغل مع بيبلوس فيستيفال صار لي 5 سنين، ومثل ما كنا عم نحكي قبل عندي a wide range of reach إذا بدك بالإيفنتات specifically live music. وكنت كمان مانجر لكتير باندات بلبنان وكتير باندات بالريجن حتى بالميدل إيست يعني. وفلاه هلا عم نعمل هالشي، we're calling it the hashtag BJS InstaFest. هيكون بكرة بعد بكرة والجمعة، عنا 25 artist من 9 countries، ومنبلش at 8 p.m. till midnight. Every half an hour في a new artist.
رح أخذ بس step back قبل ما نحكي عن InstaFest.
Okay.
شو الموسيقى بالنسبة لك؟
شو الموسيقى بالنسبة لي؟ ما بعرف، ما في حط definition عليها، لأنه it's natural. يعني بحس إنه بلا، مثل ما أنت قلت قبل، يعني بلا موسيقى إنه مثل ما نيتش قال، sorry إنه life would be a mistake، يعني بلا موسيقى. So المشكلة تبعي أنا personally إنه هو I see music as a business at the same time I see it as a passion. So what I work in مش معناته this is what I necessarily listen to. يعني مثلا كنت أقول لك عن بيبلوس فيستيفال، في كتير artists اشتغلت معهم ببيبلوس فيستيفال، مش معناته هول الارتست اللي كتير بحبهم, وفي كتير قصص كتير بحبهم ولا مرة اشتغلت معهم, عرفتي؟ so,
خلينا نشيل بس الميوزك سايد بيت على جنب, رح نحكي عنه بعد شوي, بس as an, as an art form, إذا هيك بدك تلخصها, شو الموسيقى بالنسبة لي؟
مثل ما قلت أنت كمان, it's therapy, it's if you want to put it in a simple term, إنه أنا بقول إنه it's therapy, it's therapy, it's هو it's an art form that's not easy بس إنه helpful.
Okay. Yeah. وميوزك أو live music؟
أوف هيدا music. هي بس music as listening to يعني as art form, هو it's the senses that are being controlled يعني. بس live music غير شيء, لأنه live music هو it's the experience, and أنا this is what I love, it's live music, لأنه فينا نسمع مثلا, أنا دايما بقول أن الألبوم تبع الأرتست وعن الغنية تبع الأرتست it barely shows 50% is a really he or she is an artist or not, it's when you see them in front of you, you know, ميكون whether it's the showmanship or whether it's شو ما كان, it's the live performance brings out the artist.
أنا بالنسبة لي إنه any live performance, like any, even if the artist أنا ما بحبه, I would go. لأنه it's something else. إنه مش مثل ما تسمع album. It's بتفوت بموت, حتى لو يمكن the type of music ما بتحبه, حتى لو the artist.
بس في مثلا أنت, أنا كتير عبالي أعرف شو الموسيقى يلي كتير منه it's that's فينا نحكي عن هالشي.
أنا الموسيقى العربية يعني مش كل الموسيقى العربية, بس الموسيقى العربية دي كتير commercial, بمعنى not in a nice way, let's
okay.
say.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't I hate it. على قد مشاعري قوية يعني.
Okay, بس
أعطيت example بالintro سكر محلي, قال what the fuck. Really, this is not music.
And like, there's a lot of music that's really bad, يعني. بس ما مش معناتها بس بالعربي, بالإنجليزي كمان, the commercial stuff, you know.
هلا يمكن لأنه I don't listen to that part, بس أوقات حوالي العالم بحطوا هيك موسيقى عربية, بصير إنه ليش عم تعملوا هيك بحالكم؟
عبالي أنا صير interviewer هلا, شو بتسمع أنت؟ بس لأنه كتير هيك عبالي عارف.
إنه
top 5 artists هلا اليوم.
Okay.
اليوم
يعني. يوم. Adam Nas. Andrew Bird.
Nice.
Billie Eilish for some reason.
لا مش غلط Billie Eilish.
فيني top 3 لأنه ما لأنه صار لي فترة مع القعة هون.
Okay. Top 3 بس already either Andrew Bird is.
Yes, Andrew Bird is amazing. Okay, رح ننتقل.
Okay. يلا.
Okay. Music scene بلبنان, شو رأيك فيها؟ If you wanna compare it للعالم العربي ولل international scene in general.
عنا نص ساعة بس. لا فينا إنه like the music scene بلبنان فيها كتير potential. دائما العالم بيسألوني هالسؤال, ودائما بقول إن there was a music scene قبل ما أنا بلشت أشتغل فيها, و there will be a music scene after I stop يعني. برأيي المشكلة إنه في كتير مشاكل وما بدي أقعد إنه إيه ما عنا وما عنا, بفضل تشوف شو عنا, إنه what already exists. الحلو بلبنان إنه we have this trilingual thing. Most people consider it as a negative thing. أنا برأيي it's a power يعني. You can use it يعني, you know, in music especially, you know,
it's culture.
And ودايما بقول بالإندستري بطل في rules يعني, خلاص ما بقى فينا نفكر ب if you're a band you have to sing yeah in English, yeah in Arabic, yeah in French, خلاص بطل في rules, بطل في شيء as standard things that work يعني. صار عنا شيء اسمه the internet, وهذا الشيء has changed the entire game يعني, and specifically streaming platforms. So it's all depends on كيف عم تعمل marketing تبعك or تبع الغنية تبعك or whatever. So music scene بلبنان في كتير بندات, في كتير artists, في كتير different sub-scenes إذا بدك, في منكون the experimental music scene, في the electronic music scene which is the big one هلا, في كمان ال indie scene, في the hip-hop scene بعقد بلبنان عن جد, so many great sub-scenes within this music scene, and then عندك ال commercial scene يعني هو يعني نانسي عجرم وهول which is what the mass wants يعني, بس مش معناتها it's what works or what's better or what is qualitative.
It's music.
It's music. And we have to accept, you know, بلبنان في من كل شيء, and لازم نفكر مثل ما قلت قبل برا إنه لازم نفكر as لبنان as city within a country, the country being the Middle East. بس نبلش نفكر هيك and we start looking at the map as the world map and realize that نحنا were a dot. أول شيء للperspective تبعنا, تاني شيء للإيغوز تبعنا كلنا, وبعدين we realize that دي بعد عنا شغل لنوصل لشيء, you know. So
let's consider إنه لبنان is a city بالميدل إيست. If you want to compare that city to the other cities
in the Middle East,
yeah,
it's very difficult to compare. Because, it's a population thing, I mean. Because in Lebanon, the population of Beirut is what 1.5 million, 2 million of Beirut within Beirut. And in Masr, Cairo, 80 million. And this situation, it shows you, and you can't compare. Which all were one of the smallest cities within the region, capital cities especially. So it's very hard to compare. And already is a منشوفنا مثلا أنا برأيي the biggest band in the history of the Middle East is مشروع ليلى, and we can debate this as long as we want. And it came from Beirut. هذا for me it's a sense of pride لإلنا كلنا. وعم بيغنوا باللبناني مش بالعربي, بالعربي, you know. So yeah, you know, it's very hard to compare.
بس ما بتحس انه, again, I might sound انه عندي ايجو كبير للبنان يعني, بس انه في تشانس اكبر انه نحن نوصل للريجن والقلب اصعب. يعني مثلا انا ما بعرف كتير بانز بمصر, مع انه الميوزك سين بمصر از انه مش ناطرتنا ولا ناطرتنا يعني. بس إنه probably بمصر أكيد بيعرفوا بالبانز الموجودة بلبنان, مع إنه we're the, maybe the smallest city.
ما هذا this comes down to ego and أنا برأيي يعني, لأنه مش أنت شخصي يعني, ولا even أنا يعني, إنه أنا up until 2 years ago ما كان عندي ولا فكرة عن شو عم بيصير بمصر ولا بأردن شوي, بس إنه ما كنت عم باخد the initiative to find out. نحن لأنه naturally هلا in the middle, the history, historically the Middle East, كل عالم بيطلعوا بلبنان as, you know, this, you know, like cosmopolitan, whatever, shumakane, you know. It's not true anymore, you know. We're not the only ones, but cosmopolitan region, or what she. وتاني شي, مثل ما قلت انت قبل, you know, it's an untapped market when you don't use your language, you know, when you, as in Arabic, for example, now. It's an untapped market. It's still growing. We don't know the potential of the Arabic market. And من سنتين وصلوا Spotify وديزر على الميدل إيست, وبعد ما قلعوا مثل ما لازم, إنه في أنغامي عم بتكسرون يعني. So, you know, it's very interesting to نشوف, especially بالmusic industry, to نشوف كيف عم بيعملوا their strategies to promote artists and to promote the scenes وكل هول. And I think I don't think any of them have got it right so far. أنا برأيي يعني. You know, what we're doing, مثلا هيدا the InstaFest we're doing, which is not much, بس عم شوف انه already انه كلهم من وقت ما عملت I decided to do this من يومين, I've received in 24 hours more messages from professionals in the region than in the past 2 years.
So your advice would be انه نحن as music listeners we should نتعرف على region.
We should. There's so many great artists عن جد بمصر, بالأردن, everywhere, بسوريا, so many great artists. If you're open enough to listen to different types of music, مثل ما انت قلت, you know, you see live music and you get taken by it. If you move all the things you like culturally and what you're used to, which is the comfort zone, you'll start appreciating things a lot more.
طب سؤال.
ايه.
Again, I might sound انه مع ايجو لبناني. ليش نحن, او let's say, ما بعرف, at least انا, انه وقت عبالي to discover artists, يعني my first instinct would be to look for artists مش من العالم العربي.
لأنه that's comfort zone, it's habit. نحن as Middle Easterners, no, as human beings, نحن we're creatures of habit. So when we do that, حتى أنا, I don't naturally go and say I want to find this band from this place, بس بلش فكر إنه I want to find bands be Portugal مثلا, أو be مدري وين, أو be Iceland, أو ما بعرف وين. But if we make the same effort بمصر or whatever, حتى لو بالعربي, it's not a problem. They have great artists. It's just a matter of what we want as taste and what we want to find as our own taste. And so it's just being culturally curious, you know. Yeah. And there's so many places we completely ignore it. You know, like in Asia, there's some amazing artists. In Africa, there's some amazing artists. There's so much. And so,
رح نحكي عن InstaFest.
Yes.
شو سميته؟
BJS InstaFest, Beirut Jam Sessions. Even though I know all the connotations of BJ. وكل عالم بس هيدا it's been a joke for the past 8 years, so I'm used to it by now. And everyone's like, oh, Baba Fest. I'm like, yes, that's what it is.
Okay, so March 25 هو أول نهار للإنستافست.
بكرة, yeah.
So كيف طلعت فكرة هالكونسرت؟
عم شوف على كل ال music platforms بالعالم عم بيعملوا live concerts. One artist عم بيلعب ساعة and or whatever, يعني. You know, one artist per day, let's say, or every week there's an artist or something, or an artist على page تبعو عم بيعمل live تبعو. وقلت انه it makes no sense أنا برأيي, لأنه I don't think ولا أنا ولا حدا تاني بالعالم فيه يقعد يحضر زيت الفيديو على Instagram live أكتر من 15-20 minutes. أنا برأيي, يعني it's become our way of being. يعني we scroll fast, يعني we tap fast. So قلت انه أحسن إذا منحط the artist as 15-20 minutes, فيهم يحكوا فيهم ما يحكوا فيهم يعملوا اللي بدهم إياه, يعني they do whatever they feel is right. And I chose 3 days. قلت انه we can do هيك قاعدين بالبيت كلنا, يعني هون وبرات لبنان كل عالم بالبيت, يعني. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and yeah, I chose a bunch of artists.
قد بتحس نحن بحاجة لهالإنيشيتيف وبهيدا الوقت وللموسيقى انه specifically؟
أنا برأيي we need to be entertained هلا. يعني by staying home we're saving a bunch of people's lives, and that's not an exaggeration. حتى في a meme started viral, you know, in World War II they were asking people to hide from bombs to stop you know, to stop the war, and هون were asking you to sit on a couch, so you know, chill, يعني
انه
ما بدها هالقد انه كل خلينا نقول شهر نقعد بالبيت. It's fine, يعني إذا عادنا شهر
بس بالبيت. Isolation is hard, يعني we're social, it's our nature. فتطلب من حدا هيك يقعد لحاله, it's انه في your sanity بدأ, يعني.
هلا حسب كل شخص, يعني, لأنه أنا تعودت على هالشي. أنا بشتغل تقريبا كتر بيع الوقت من البيت, وبشتغل كتير لحالي, ومن الوحيد هيك, يعني بعرف كتير من أصحابي هيك. So for us فجأة عم نطلع أنه if this is how everyone would react if they were doing what we've been doing for the past decade, عم بيجنوا هيك, يعني نحن يا نحن عندنا مشكلة يا هن عندهم مشكلة, يعني. بس I don't know what the
هلا ايه اوقات وقت نكون عم نعيش in a certain هيك lifestyle بناخد الاشياء for granted.
Yeah.
So انه مثل هلا it's like you have the slap on your face انه you know what, كل شيء اخذته for granted اصلا it wasn't yours لتاخده for granted. Yeah. So
I think it's good. I think it's very good.
الارتيست انتوني
ايه
كيف نقيتون و
اول شيء عملت a video, just a video of myself, one and a half minute video. I'm بحكي عم بقول hi guys, you know, نحن اشتغلنا سوا in the past 8 years at some point, and I'm just asking if you'd be interested in being a part of this. Well, I sent it to a few artists and everyone's response was super positive, super super positive. And I know I thought of, first of all, who are the artists who are going to be in isolation alone, and who can perform alone. Hey, that was my number one criteria.
So ما عندهم bands حتى يكونوا.
However, في two bands هنا عم بيعملوا quarantine سوا.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, postcards واحد منهم, and Wainik, and one of them is a doctor, so they're going to be two of them in the same room. So hey, you know, that was an advantage. The rest, you know, everyone is alone, يعني. And that's how I looked at it. You know, I said, who can perform alone? And one. And two, on personal choice, you know, of people I would like to, I feel like listening to now in my moment of isolation and looking for comfort, you know, I feel like watching a 15-minute performance or 20-minute performance by this artist. وفي شغلة, I'm going to mention it once we're done with the festival, because for me, it's a super important thing. Who it's, I made the lineup balanced, gender balanced, 50% girls, 50% guys, because
why?
It's something that nobody does. It's very male dominated, the music industry, very male dominated. حتى سألتك
هلا فتحت علينا بوابة.
إيه سألتك السؤال, سألتك إنه who's your favorite artist, you name three guys naturally and this is not
لا I'm feeling bad.
No, but it's not because it's because we're in an industry that is male dominated, and I always believe that it's not because there's lack of female talent, it's because we're naturally doing it without considering.
Yeah.
And so if you put them like that and you put it together, then you realize, oh okay, and that was not as hard as I thought. يعني. And what بس حطيت the lineup إنه.
يعني ما بعرف how I feel about it honestly. يعني وقت قلت لي إنه وقت سألتني عن my الأرتيست اللي عم بسمعهن هلا وطلعوا ثلاثة وثلاثتهن شباب يعني. For a second I felt bad.
No, you're not supposed to.
بس then إنه أنا ما كتير I'm with هيدي the balance between genders for the simple reason of أنا بالنسبة لي we're humans. أنا إذا بدي صير عم بتطلع على شخص إنه okay I listened to Adam Nass today as yeah. a guy yeah. tomorrow I will listen to سعاد ماسي for some إنه
no I agree with this is why I say in terms of opportunity as a professional who works in the industry I know for a fact that إذا بتطلع بكل الفستيفالات move 2020 يعني قول 2018 لأنه it became a thing in 2019 they were putting posters of festivals بكل العالم and the whole all the festivals and they were removing all the men from the lineup you know when you have your poster on like 50 names بيبين maybe 3 or 4 out of like 100 and it's not because
by the way I said Billie Eilish no
oh yeah <shit. laughs> yeah okay yeah yeah you win that's a complete embarrassment but fine but so no, naturally we go for that
thank you for Billie
yeah. thanks I was thinking I was like who's the third I didn't ask Andrew but how come I forgot the third I thought it was gonna be yeah it wasn't very smart of me yeah so إذا نطلع باللاينابس تبع الفستيفالز إذا شلنا الأسامي تبع the men you know there's only few women left and it's not because all the male led bands or artists are phenomenal you know it's not that so female known and they're small and developing and emerging it's and they're at the same stage as many female artists so it's really unbalanced يعني. And I think it's just in terms of opportunity not in terms of what I want to listen to and if my top 10 bands you know if there's no I have no idea who they are but you know there might not be women there might be I have no idea but you know in the balance just to look at it it makes a difference
بس يعني عم جرب فكر إنه هلأ we're at a phase where إنه بدنا نعمل balance between women and men. بس إنه في كتير إشياء كمان لازم نخدها in consideration إنه إذا منبلش قصة البالانس إذا we're not picking randomly عن جد without any hidden agendas. So gay people should be represented.
Yeah, yeah.
Asexuals should be represented.
In personally, at least I speak for myself. The music industry. Actually, in any whatever it is, your sexual orientation is yours. I you do whatever you want, and that shouldn't impact. That shouldn't impact.
بس إنه إذا بدنا نبلش هيك نفوت بهالقد details, if you want to represent everybody, في كتير إشي لازم نخدها in consideration. وإنه كتير politics.
I feel slightly مثلاً عم بتطلع باللاين أب تبعي. You know, there's so many, and that's for now, this is the first one. And there are so many who are, you know, like Lebanese who are outside of Lebanon. مثلاً. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I'm not giving a chance to those who are in Lebanon?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's good to be considerate. This is what I think. It's very good to be considerate. And it's very good to give people opportunities. And it's very good to, this is how I see it. And it's very good for there to be a clear not agenda, no, but I'm not going to go and point it out and say, hey, shifit, I'm going to take a cake. But I feel like the message has to be passed that us as promoters, عالمي اللي بيشتغلوا بالindustry وبيعملوا events وconcerts.
To be conscious.
To be conscious of these things. You can't have إذا عملنا lineup في 15 شباب, it's a bit weird, يعني. It really is a bit weird. I consider it inconsiderate.
No, from the business side of music, I totally agree with you. طب الفيديوز من بعد اللايف, رح يكون في library.
بعدنا عم جرب شوف إذا فينا نعمل هالشي لأنه I want to save them يعني either I'm gonna record each one while it's happening بس بعدين تليفوني ببيج أو بدي شوف if I can archive them in a way يعني so I'm شوف ما كل واحد if they can record من ميلتون and then because I want to keep the videos يعني أكيد هيكون شي كتير حلو I'm sure of it.
طب عبالك to share something about the fest قبل ما ننقل على another topic.
Just tune in, whoever is listening, tune in. You have 3 days. Go on Beirut Jam Sessions.
Of free music.
Discover new
live
artists.
Yeah.
There's some artists in there. And I'm on my personal Instagram tomorrow, as of tomorrow, I'm going to start sharing just little like 4 or 5 liner stories that I have personally with each artist and how I met them or how I discovered them. And some of the stories, when I'm writing them, I'm just like, if I have 4 or 5 sentences for each person, on a personal level, what would I say? And then I start realizing these people like have impacted my life without knowing that they did in a nice way, you know? So I think they'll be really positive.
Kif al-hayat surrounded by musicians?
I'm never surrounded by musicians. No, only on the day of events and the day of... Okay. I know, on the day of events, it's great. And
but your contact...
I know a lot of
your
musicians.
Your life is about music.
But you know, all my closest friends are not musicians. My closest friends don't work in the industry either. But when I'm around musicians and when I'm around them, I love it because we share the same passion, you know? So it's really cool.
طب رح نقول على بيروت جام سيشنز انه اكبر من الفست. So كيف طلعت الفكرة؟
بلشناها ب 2012. انا قبل بيروت جام سيشنز كنت عايش بمدريد في اسبانيا. وكنت اشتغل بالتليكوم وقتها completely مخاص يعني وانا كان عندي I always say كان عندي هالإيجو تريب انه بدي اعمل my own project وبدي 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 كسر الدنيا وبدي ارجع لبنان وبدي اعمل بس رجعت على لبنان I put all the little savings I had حطيتهم بقلب هالبروجكت ورجعت بلشت اشتغل بالليل يعني I was working at a bar every night
as a DJ yeah.
And as I was doing that, and I was also a sports journalist in parallel. So I was juggling to make a living from that. I'm organizing, building up this brand to do concerts once a month with international artists.
So can the original idea you wanted international artists?
The original idea came before I even started it then. What the Kent be Charlie's bar, who can smell bar what though? كنت أخذ CDs of bands ما بعرفهم وكنت حط الغنية يعني هيك and everyone would be like wow what's this song شو هالغنية شو هالي وكنت عم بقول why don't I just bring these bands to Beirut it's so much better
كمان العالم have a thing for DJs
هلا other DJs who produce أساس إيه بس music
لا بتحس إذا في هيك DJ بالزاوية بتحس إنه أكيد عم بحط موسيقى
there was a lot of bands. مثلا حتى مشروع ليلى, the guys till today they always tell me that I was one of the first people who got the first CD تبع رقصة ليلى, and I remember playing it, and then كانوا قاعدين قدامي كان في فراس واندري who اندري was a guitar got one of the older guitarists وعم بيطلعوا العالم جنوا ونطوا شو هيدا واو مدري شو وهن ما كانوا عم يصدقوا this is people's reaction to our music. So it gave me an idea. An idea was born from this.
إنه العالم عبالهم يتعرفوا على أشياء.
Hey, I don't know how much the curiosity exists today. I think what's happening now means that when things go back to normal, there'll be more curiosity and more openness. I did. This is my hope. بس من 10 years العالم were a lot more curious. In my opinion. I feel people were more ready to discover new things, to go to new... شفتها أصلاً بال...
مع أنه this generation اللي عم تطلع هلأ أنه ربيانين to be more open, ربيانين to be هيك inclusive.
بس ربيانين also to get what they want, how they want, and meaning they feel entitled. It's something else. Meaning, their fast information on their phone means you need to get the right thing now with the right concert, the right title. Otherwise... you're not happy.
بس هيك سايد نوت ماني من هيدا الجينيريشن اللي عم تطلع هلا بس قديش واحد صار عنده اكسس على انفورميشن سو رح ناخذ بس ذا ميوزك سايد اوف ات يو هاف كل الارتستس بالعالم موجودين اون يور اب يلي بتسمع فيها ميوزك ريجاردلس اوف ذات اب يو جيت هيك
overwhelmed,
anxious, am I taking the right decision? أعطي وقتي لهيدا الارتست specifically هلا بهيدا الوقت. Maybe I should discover something else. Maybe كل الجار لازم غيره وتسمع. في كمية هائلة من الانفورميشن bombarded at us. كل الوقت and it's a lot.
Yeah, but that's the way of the world, and at least it's a level playing field today, meaning
على قصة curiosity انه I'm a curious person كتير. بس انه اذا بدي عبالي اتسمع شيء انه I don't want to be overwhelmed كل الوقت, for sometimes I just go to my playlist.
Yeah, of course.
لأنه I need some هيك.
But that's why أنا I was literally having this conversation اليوم مع رفيقي لبنان عايش بقطر, وبعت لي غنية وقال لي what should I do, how do I do it, وبندر شو قلت له man what's the last artist you've heard of that you think is making it big. He gave me a name. قلت له do you know five songs. قال لي لا. قلت له there's a reason for that. قلت له you know your branding, the way you're marketing yourself is more important than your band or your art. So it's almost you can come up with one good song and market it well and you become a hit, a huge hit. So it depends on what your objective is. يعني so on Spotify كل يوم في 40,000 new songs, 40,000 new songs uploaded every day. That's 1.2 million songs per month, individual songs,
yeah, yeah,
by different individual people. So there's a lot, but that just shows, you know, a day we have so much access to information and we're doing what we want with it. Yeah, هنكون the comfort zone وعم نرجع نسمع شو نحن بنعرف ومدري شو, or we're going out of our comfort zone and we're discovering different things. For you to discover different things, it has to appeal to you somehow visually, some, and that's where marketing comes in. That's where, you know, like حتى بكرة بدي شوف أنا. I'm super curious. I'm sure nobody knows half the artists that I've put out there. And I've explained it to them that when you're going to play, there might be 5 people watching, there might be 50, there might be 500. I don't know. Whatever it is.
So manage your expectations.
I tell them just don't be discouraged if there's 5 and don't be encouraged if there's 500. That's be sure of it. Yeah. But just make sure your name is pinned. And
you're a song type of person or أنه بحط غنية جديدة وبسمعها, or you're an album type of person.
Oh, depends on the day. لأن أنا مثلا I'm a runner, so I know بركض كتير يعني. So حسب شو عبالي أعمل. مثلا if I go for a run at 6 a.m. I listen to an album. If I'm going at 5 p.m. بسمع like a harder playlist, whatever, with different songs. So it depends.
طب رح أرجع على فيروت جام سيشن شوي, لأن بفتكر طلعنا شوي
ما بيأثر
أور سوجي. الديسكريبشن تبع الفيديوز اسمهن takeaway concerts. So takeaway أول شيء بنفكر فيه أكل. Okay, why?
A takeaway show is something that was created by a platform in France. اسمها لا بلوغوتيك. ونحنا we became very close to them, to the team. Initially we were inspired by them to do the same type of things, but in our case we were combining artists. وبعدين صرنا أصحاب معهم وهن سألونا إذا فينا نشتغل معهم أساس, and we did. And at the same time قلنا, you know what, to credit them we'll use the term of their takeaway shows, which is a takeaway show, you know.
So that's why you credit them.
We credit them on everything. We always say inspired by, and because we're friends with them, one, and because نشتغل معهم too. So it's not initially it could be seen, oh, بيعملوا مثلهم على الأد يعني. But نحنا we were doing the combination of Lebanese artists with an international artist to expose Lebanese artists to different crowds. And then we realized, you know what, you know, we are inspired by them and they created this and it's only fair to give them credit, and that's what we do. And so
الconcerts اللي بتحطون على YouTube, they're not concerts, the takeaway shows, yeah, اللي بتحطون على YouTube. So بتحطوا الartist بتحطوا محل بلبنان
بنكبه بشي محل بشي زاوية
then انه بيطلع فيديو,
yeah,
انه ليه الفورمات هيك.
لأنه الفورمات, the standard format is boring. هيدا it's more like, you know, there's more likelihood of an element of surprise. هيدا أول شيء. ثاني شيء, we also shoot them in a one shot, which is challenging for the videographer and for the artist. Meaning, you mess up. يعني ما في
يعني.
ما فينا نرجع نعيد يعني. ما رح نرجع نعيد. We're gonna do it. يعني whatever happens. في كتير أغلاط بكتير فيديوز ونحن منتضحك وهن بيتضحكوا. And it's fine. You know, this is life. Yeah. You know,
في video, the band Jordanian totally forgot the name now. ببرش حمود.
هلا آخر زفير.
Yeah. آخر زفير. Yeah. Exactly. Then منشوف بالباكراوند عالم حاطين yeah. سلم exactly. عم بيعرف شو. It's so nice.
This is what's happening. It's the we've put guys in the teleferik. We've put guys everywhere. يعني. And this it's the performance is within an area, and it just so happens that we're there. We choose the areas as we want. عملنا واحد بالسيرفيس in a car. We حطينا اثنين بالسيرفيس إنه يلا. Angel, we've really done it like this, يعني, and it's been very interesting. And also for me, it shows my country, which I love, and my city. And it's important for me to show that this is what it is, يعني. إنه خلاص بقى إنه هول فانسي مدري شو. That's not Lebanon, يعني.
And it shows the music be surrounding yeah. natural, yeah. إنه. حتى ما بتسمع ميوزك انت قاعد على كرسي ولابس كل شابك
يعني so. It's in, this is what it's supposed to be مثل بكره بالانستا فاست it's the same thing people are going to be in their homes in their pajamas I don't know شو بيكونوا عم بيعملوا يعني بس انه
اخر سؤال
خذ وقتك
عبالي نحكي عن البزنس سايد تبع الميوزك كنا كل الوقت عم نحكي عن الارت سايد اوف ميوزك سو كنت عم بخبرك قبل ما نبلش الحلقه انه انا انه كتير بحب اللايف ميوزيك regardless of the artist بس كنت انطر الفستيفلز تبع الصيف وهيك اعمل list of all the concerts اللي عبالي روحهم بس انه بالاخر صرت حس انه مثل انه عم بحسسونا انه music is not for everyone وقتها بلشت اسمع بالبيروت جام سيشنز concert غير انه الارتست are let's say نوع الارتست اللي انا بفضله a bit less commercial, more niche, عم بجربوا يعملوا something maybe weird, controversial, regardless. Personally, أنت بتحس music للكل أو بتحس لا الconcerts لازم يكون like في this premium price.
No, لأنه حتى الconcerts تبع بيروت جام sessions which are at a relatively cheap price are not affordable for some. عرفتي? So it's really a question of perspective. يعني. And that's why it can't be music, live music can't be للكل, unfortunately. Unless, you know, مثلا in Paris, I give an example, بيعملوا هول فستيفالات بلاش ومدري شو, fine. بلبنان كان عندنا فتلة ميوزيك, و it doesn't work anymore because, you know, sponsors aren't paying. But why would sponsors pay for something free ومدري شو? Yeah, but how do you get a sound involved? Why? And today artists will tell you, why should I play for free if I can play for money a week later? Come in for survival in the thing. It's a very, very perverse business. يعني. So it is it's a luxury to have to go to a concert. It's a luxury. And the biggest proof is هلأ with what's happening with this virus. The first business that's going to vanish is the entertainment business. It's the first one that's going to be considered, if I have this amount of money, am I really going to go to a concert today? Am I really going to go and stand next to people who might have a virus? No. It's the same with when there was during the revolution period, the peak of it. The first things that stopped were events. The first things. It's the first because it's a luxury to go to an event. It is a luxury to go and pay $10, $15, $20, $100, whatever it is. It's a luxury to go and do this.
إنه هلا بالوضع يعني everything is a luxury.
It's a luxury, but for example, going and getting a haircut feels more like a necessity than going to a concert. And my concerts are the same price as a haircut, but you give people the same amount of money, they're gonna go get their haircut. And if this, so it is a luxury. Unfortunately for people like me, because I know I work in this, but it's the truth, and we have to face it, and we have to see the ways around it. And something like what we're doing tomorrow might be aware.
بس إنه As Anthony, أنت يعني you believe إنه music is a luxury أو عم بتلاقي طرق to make it more accessible.
Music is accessible. Live music is a luxury.
Okay, بس إنه do you wanna work like تصير more accessible live music أو بتحس لا
إنه هيك الأشياء؟ أنا حلمي لا أنا حلمي يكون أنا my dream is to have a concert where everything is, all my costs are covered and I don't need to worry about losing money because at the end of the day, that's the biggest worry about someone putting a concert together. For me, as a promoter, this is my worry. بس إنه إذا عندي sponsors مثلا بيعطوني خد ما بعرف $50,000 وعمول شي.
بس أنت you're describing the situation كأن إنه أنت رح تدفع للارتست بس أنت ما رح تاخد شي من العالم. اوكي بس ما كمان let's say انه بينعمل one festival بالسنة where it's مثل La Fête de la Musique where it's free entry for everyone ولأنه you wanna تخلي العالم انه ياخدوا احساس اللايف ميوزيك بس ساعتها الارتست بيعرف انه اذا بعمل 10 كونسرتس بالسنه في واحد منهم ما ضروري اقبضه انه it's not just البردن عليك لك انه
oh, no, of course بس انه it's very difficult to put it together very difficult you know, the proof is there all these concerts who are done for free are no longer being done because عندك بطل في هل sponsoring or whatever and yani. People have to put money to put a stage and light and sound and whatever it is yani. A team and this and that you know that's why little things like what we do which are nothing in the grand scheme of life yani. It's nothing but you know for that little 5-10 minutes 20 minutes and it's gonna make them feel good and this is all that this is that's the most that I can do as someone who works in this yeah, is just hope that 5 people's moods are changed وخلاص. That's it yeah. So
after coronavirus رح تعمل أنا ما رح أعمل شيء رح تعمل a new Beirut Jam Sessions concert
no idea
come on you have to promise
I have no idea because I want to do many things yeah, but you know initially I have
هيدول الانستا فيست كل العالم يلي تحمسوا
إذا زبطت if it works this time I'm gonna keep it going لأنه هلا I know that if this
maybe a live one
يا ريت
it's like انستا فيست بس إنه in real life
yeah in real life you know يا ريت يعني I mean this is what
that would be so cool
I mean for me it's nothing beats organizing a concert and seeing people happy and not and knowing that they left with a good experience and they felt and you know what we got our money's worth وعملنا شيء لذيذ و the artists انبسطوا بلبنان and they're like wow these guys treated us like, you know I this is having that feeling after a concert is
and actually the feeling انه let's say انا بخدع حالي Adam Nass is because of you guys I know him yeah. because of you Camp Claude Papoose هو اللي هلا عم يجوا على راسي بس انه like 3-4 artists هالصيفية أنا تعرفت عليهم because of you that's huge لأنه هيك واحد أنه يفتح Spotify or whatever ويفتش على artist
yeah.
it's overwhelming and it's harder so أنه أنا بالنسبة لي please keep doing it find a way
to keep doing it I want to keep doing it but yeah I hope circumstances will allow it it's And for me, it's been 6 months more. I haven't worked in it, so it's crazy. And I know that's pre-coronavirus already. Yeah. So as I said, it's very difficult. You know, fitna bi dibeja hala bilibnan, there's no end. Yani. So let's see. And I'm looking at it in the very, very, very long
time. Let's be optimistic.
I'm super optimistic. And I'm this is why I'm doing what I do. Yani. And I'm, hatta coronavirus, I think it's a good thing. It's a reset button. The yeah. alam kulla and...
Ula, as a planet.
Oh yeah, wow. Seriously, يعني, you know, either it's needed, يعني, you know. So my, you know, it's just circumstances mean that for now, for this period of time in my lifetime, it's a tough period for me and many others like me. But beyond this, you know, we're gonna just have a great time. Because I don't know when that will be. I can't say هلا بعد شهرين or بعد ست شهور. I have no idea. But once it starts picking up, it's gonna be unbelievable, yeah. and I'm so sure of it.
I think إنه هلا من بعد إنه القعدة بالبيت إنه everyone is إنه can't wait for the next party so
yeah I yeah mean, let's see
يلا hopefully soon
fingers crossed
thank you كتير أنتوني
thank you
على كل شيء حكيناه وكتير مبسطت بالحديث مع إنه هيك I don't know في إشي ما كتير بوافقك
إيه لا هلا بدنا نحكي فيهم أنا ما بعرف عن شو بس إنه fine
وgood luck للإنستا فيست
thank you
ولكل اللي عم بيسمعوا please go check the artist lineup لأنه كتير حلو على انستغرام بيروت جام سيشنز وإذا بدكم تفاصيل أكتر عن هيدا البودكاست تروحوا على الويب سايت creativescene.me وحكونا على انستغرام creativescene podcast لتعطوني رأيكم بالحلقة وإذا عبالكم تقترحوا موضوع للأبسود الجاي كان معكم إليان جابر وبشوفكم جمعة
قوموا بتحميل تطبيق بوجو عبر متجر جوجل بلاي أو أبل ستور واستمعوا مجاناً لأحدث وأشهر البودكاست من المنطقة لمزيد من المعلومات تفضلوا بزيارة موقعنا الإلكتروني bojo.media